Welcome to Table Talk, a place for honest conversations and getting to meet friends. I'm Betsy Thompson and so excited to have Madison Kennedy here. Yes. It's going to be so fun. Y'all are going to enjoy, if you don't know Madison, you're going to enjoy getting to know Madison. And Madison, I normally start with your salvation story, and I'm going to do that. But first, I want to go through your husband and your family, because there could be people watching that know your extended family and stuff, and I think that's so sweet.
Yes. So my husband is Daniel Kennedy. He plays for the worship team on Sundays, so you may have seen him. He's one of the Daniels that plays the keys.
Which is so funny. If you didn't know, both of our keys players are Daniels.
Yes.
And so it's confusing.
So the one that's like sitting up taller, that's my husband.
Yeah, there you go.
So fun. He has been coming here most of his life, not all of his life, but most of his life. And so his family is very involved. Jim and Marianne Kennedy. Jim is very involved with the student ministry. You may know him as Mr. Teacher more than Jim.
Yes.
Marianne helps in children's ministry and also the Coffee Connect group. And all of his siblings also grew up here, so that's pretty cool.
It's so fun. How long have y'all been married now?
We have been married for 6 years as of May 31st.
So
and we're also expecting our first in October.
Baby
so,
coming.
Yeah.
So fun. It feels like yesterday and forever ago that y'all got married.
Yes.
You know, like it's one of those where I'm like,
and
I
you
feel
were
like,
at our wedding.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel like we were just at the wedding, but then it's like, oh my gosh, it's been 6 years.
Yeah.
So
it's insane. Like it doesn't feel that long, but at the same time, it's like, oh wow, yeah. And we've been together for 8 years coming November. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, time has flown. So fast.
Precious. I love it. Okay. Share your salvation story. Share a little bit just about your walk with the Lord.
So I grew up in a Christian home, grew up in a Christian school, grew up in a in church as well. Very involved in my student ministry at the church I went to. Not the best church, I'll be honest, but praise God for just him working through that. Because I really think that the basis of my faith like came from my parents, like coming from the home. and I didn't get saved until I was 12 years old though. Because I was like, yes, I was involved and I was understanding these things, but it was like more like going off of what my parents were saying and doing. And I was at a worship night at our church and the student ministry, and I was sitting there and I was like, do I believe what I believe because like I believe it, or is it because like my family has always said to, or because the church says to? And I just went up and like laid my life before the Lord and I was like, I want this. Like I want to know who he is for myself. But I didn't take it seriously until I was about 16 years old. Because I was still kind of going through the motions. I was on the worship team and the dance team and on the welcome team at church. But, like, I wasn't doing my time with the Lord on my own, like, in solitude, you know? Not solitude, but, like, by myself.
Right.
And it wasn't until I came home from, I think it was, like, a worship dance team tryout or something, and I got really excited because I got it, and I came home and my parents were on the sofa and you could see that they were just very serious, and they told me my Poppy, which is my mom's dad, he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And I was very close with my Poppy. He is just a big person in my life and always had been, and I was like distraught. Like I just didn't even know what to do, because I was just like, Lord, like he loves you so much. Like I don't understand why you allow this to happen, because this isn't just some little thing. Like this is going to take over like his life and my life and our family. And I just remember running to my room and I didn't even know where to open. Like I would do Bible studies for church or Bible class, you know, that kind of thing. But like I just opened up the word and it was to Romans. It was Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that became my life verse. But in that moment I read that and the Lord was just so close and so evident of like, I'm here. I am hope. And no matter what, it's going to be okay. And not that it was easy, you know. It wasn't easy after that. Like, it did get harder. Like, he started to lose himself. But, like, I knew that his life was in the Lord. And that gave me hope of knowing, mm-hmm. like, I'm going to see him again. And just seeing, like, how my Poppy was still loving the Lord and amongst all of that, you mm-hmm. know, and still pushing us to love the Lord in the midst of all of that. That gave me hope. And seeing that the Lord's like, see, like, this is who I am.
Yeah.
You know, I am not just Father. I am not just God Almighty. Like, I am God of hope. I am mm-hmm. God of love. I'm God of peace. Like, he has all these different attributes of who he is. And, so from there, it was like, I need to spend time with this God. Like, yeah. I need to spend time with him. And so it wasn't perfect. Like, I mean, definitely yeah. bumps along Absolutely. The road, you know. But that's when I started taking my relationship with him seriously. And it's just, like, really cool because I still get to figure out different pieces of who God is, mm-hmm. you know. And even then, mm-hmm. we don't get to fully grasp that till we're in
that's
heaven.
Right. Yeah.
And that's crazy.
Yeah. I love that we're never done
yes.
learning with the Lord and who he is and what he can do. Like, there's always something more.
Yeah.
There's, you know, his word is new every day. I mean, like, there's just, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I love getting to do that.
Yes.
Like, we never can study God's word enough.
Yeah.
It's going to, next time
and
you
it's
open
not
it.
Boring.
No, because it's alive and it's active and it's not just the same stories.
Yeah.
Like, it is, you know,
you can read
his
the same
word.
Thing over and over again. And
yeah.
there's different things that come out and he shows you. And
yeah.
it's like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Which is so exciting.
Yes.
So for our, I don't even know if I said this. You're here today because we're going to talk about the Wives Retreat coming up, the Mini Wives Retreat, M-I-N-I, the Mini Wives Retreat coming up the end of July.
Yes.
And you're a part of the team that's mm-hmm. helping plan this retreat. And I love how the Lord orchestrated putting the teams together.
Yeah.
And you've been sitting in those meetings and getting to experience, like I have, the ebb and flow and mm-hmm. the morph of one idea that turns into this other thing that leads to this other thing and has turned into what this weekend is mm-hmm. going to be. And I'm so excited
yes.
about it. It's going to be so great. Tell me one thing just of the retreat. What's one thing that you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to, I guess there's several things. Don't you say one thing?
I know, sorry.
I'm going to say two things.
Yeah.
So I am really excited to go and be around other wives. And it's not just like young, new wives. It's also, it's older wives.
Mm-hmm.
It's the midwives. You know?
It's all like, over the place.
It's all over
yeah.
the place. And I think that's amazing because I feel like we all can learn different mm-hmm. things from each other
Absolutely.
In whatever stage or age of marriage
right.
you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could be older and married only for a couple years. And
yes.
you could be younger and married for like 10 years, you
right.
know, but it's like we all get to learn different stuff and have community with that.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband and I were just talking about how like we feel like it can be hard. Like we've got a great community and like we're all of our friends like we're in college together, all got married together, but we're talking about how like it's hard to make new community
Exactly.
when you're an adult and especially married because you're doing all these different things. You're
mm-hmm.
also like not just your life, you're counting off what your husband's doing.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that can be kind of hard to
mm-hmm.
juggle those different things. And so I think it's going to be really cool to be able to be there with other wives and connect with them
mm-hmm.
and hear about their marriages or even their struggles and be able to lift each other up and
right.
Maybe even cry together, encourage each other,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I think that's one thing I'm really excited about. The other thing is like we have different topics, but I am excited to talk about intimacy.
Yep.
Because I feel like we don't talk about it enough
mm-hmm.
within the church. Like we do, but not fully.
Right.
And I'm not just like, it's intimacy is like, it's ranging from like the physical, from also your love languages
mm-hmm.
and, like even spiritual, like all those things we're
mm-hmm.
talking about how intimacy is intertwined in all those ways,
right.
because
mm-hmm.
I think sometimes we can just go, it's just physical, which like, no, and that's
yeah.
important. But in the scheme
mm-hmm.
of things, it's not as important as having a relationship intimacy with one another
right.
And seeing what that looks like because
right.
it is different for everyone. But for
mm-hmm.
those who like maybe didn't grow up seeing that with their family, like maybe not seeing upfront like love with one another, right. And even a simple, like, I grew up with my parents like giving each other hugs and mm-hmm. kisses, and I know other people who don't, right. And they're like, oh, that's weird, and like, yeah. And I'm like, no, it, like, it's good, you know, but yeah. It's like, it's for different things, but being able to see like what that can look like, what it should look mm-hmm. like to the Bible, because the Lord is intimate with us. And I think we forget about that. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that we're going to be talking about that, like not just intimacy with your husband, like it's intimacy with the Lord, which mm-hmm. therefore gives that intimacy with your spouse.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I mean, we started with so many topics because everybody just brought ideas of what we should talk about. And we had to get it down to three. And, intimacy was one that from the beginning we were like, no, we've got to talk about this. We've got to talk about this. And I think more than anything, I think the reason we felt so passionate about it is because so often it's the thing that isn't talked about.
For sure.
It is one of the things that God has gifted us that we've almost allowed the world to take over.
Yes.
And corrupt and make taboo and wrong and bad. Mm-hmm. And as believers, we need to say, no, we want to take this back. Like inside of a marriage, this is purposeful and beautiful mm-hmm. and needed and all of those things. And if we don't know how to talk about it, gosh, it just makes it so much harder. Mm-hmm. And we also know generationally, in general, we know like my parents, didn't really talk about mm-hmm. much, you know, it was the put on the good face, everything's awesome. Yeah. Then my generation kind of started to go, wait, we got to talk about something like, right. We got to start. But it wasn't as it was kind of behind the scenes and, oh, you're going to counseling or, oh, you're doing it, you know, but okay. And now, you know, your generation really was like, no, we've got to talk about some stuff. And especially our younger generations are like, no, counseling is great. Yes. Please let's talk about the hard things. Mm-hmm. Let's have those conversations. And so I love that it is something that, because of the way the Lord's moved over the last years, is we are able to have mm-hmm. conversations in a wonderful biblical manner. Yeah. And I think so often when married couples struggle with intimacy, whichever form of it they're struggling with, their only outlet is to look to the world.
Yep.
And that is not where we are going to find correct answers.
For sure.
So, that is one of the sessions is over that. We're going to be talking about it. And I think it's going to be great. And, and it might be your first time to like be open and have a conversation about that. It's okay. Listen, I was telling people the other day, God didn't call us to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Because when we're comfortable, you know what we don't do? Move because mm-hmm. we're comfortable. So it's okay to be a little uncomfortable so that we will move and do that. And so I'm excited about that as well. I think it's going to be a really good conversation. Yeah. And that's going to be our second session of Saturday. Our first one, Norma Hanks is teaching on just what's a biblical definition of a wife, mm-hmm. which I think is going to be so good to just kind of lay the groundwork. Because again, the world has really skewed what that could or may look like, and God's very clear about it. But she's one of the ones that's been married like 3 years, you know, and she's and her husband are in their 70s. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it is cool that's that we so get cool. to have all the different pieces of it. It's going to be a really sweet weekend. You're going to get to lead worship for us, which is going to be great. We're super excited about that. Getting to have you do that. So we are going to have some worship in the morning and the evening or the afternoon to kind of close it out. So it's going to be a really sweet time. For that weekend, you can come down on Friday night. Mm-hmm. If you want to, that's optional. You can come down at 7 and we're going to have some games. I think we're having a Pazuki bar.
Yeah, something of that.
Which sounds fabulous. And just have fun and kind of fellowshipping and hanging out and getting to know each other. So we'd love for you to come do that if you can. But if you're like, it's hard for me to be away for an evening, then you can just come Saturday from 9 to 6 on Saturday. It's at Danbury, at the Lodge at Danbury in between Alvin and Angleton. It's about 45 minutes away from the church. We did that purposely so that hopefully it would work for y'all and be a little bit easier for you to get back and forth. It's not expensive to be able mm-hmm. to come. Saturday, you'll get breakfast and lunch. And we have some fun goodies and things you're going to get. So it's going to be a really sweet time. We would love for you to come and hang out with us. As a wife, what would you say to other wives that are like, I don't know if this is what I should set aside time and effort to be a part of?
Something I've been telling any of my like wife friends that I've like sent it. I'm just kind of like I said earlier, like it's not just meant for the young wives or the older wives. Like this is for all of us. That community aspect, I think that's like that in itself is worth it. But also like what the Lord's going to do, mm-hmm. He has like through this team, He has created already a safe place. Like I have loved coming to the meetings because mm-hmm. like a lot of them are older than me, and mm-hmm. I like learn different things from just those conversations, and I come out like smiling and like cracking yeah. up, and I'm like, wow, that was only a snippet, yeah. like, you know, and through that, like He is going to do big things within this weekend and has created a safe place mm-hmm. for wives to come. And like, we've talked about like the overall theme of this is enough. And yeah. you know, you talked about already about like what the world is saying and what we are supposed to be doing and that comparison aspect. Like we all get it, especially as women, just in general, we all get it. But like as wives, I know that we're comparing. I mean, mm-hmm. I do it myself of comparing of like even what my friend who's a wife, what she's doing mm-hmm. or like, oh, they did this on TV or, you know, this and this, like, and just like comparing all those things. And it's not healthy.
No,
it's also not what the Lord has designed for us.
Yep.
And so going to this, to the retreat, like we get to talk about all these things and go, hey, we're not going to let comparison continue stealing our joy.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
We want to lift each other up and learn from each other. Mm-hmm. And so I think that in itself is worth it. He's made it a safe place to come and bring insecurities. But He also has made it a safe place for us just to go and be wives, you
yeah.
know. It's like
yeah.
and yeah, you have to leave your husband, but he'll be fine. He may not know, like maybe he can't
right.
make his own dinner or something that night. He can just buy it.
He'll be okay.
But I think it's worth it because it's going to help not only you as an individual, but overall it's going to help mm-hmm. your marriage.
Absolutely. And one thing we've been very purposeful with all of the retreats, but with the wives retreat, is it is a retreat for wives.
Yeah.
We are not going to spend time talking about being a mom. We have the mom's retreat for that. And also we even discussed at one of our meetings, maybe we should do like a date night, you know,
yeah.
planning session or whatever. And we kind of stopped and said, okay, no, we want this to be mm-hmm. about the wives mm-hmm. because we know, listen, there are going to be wives there that are going to say, the last thing I want to do right now is spend time with my husband.
Yeah.
Or the last, like I'm going to come home with this date night idea and he's going to laugh at me
mm-hmm.
because we know these real marriages,
it's
right?
A broad spectrum of
it
different
is,
marriages.
We're all over the place. And mm-hmm. so please understand that you're like, oh, it's a wives retreat. All the cute wives are going to get together and talk about how awesome their husbands are. No, that's not what we're doing. We are literally looking at as wives.
Yeah.
What are we called to do?
Mm-hmm.
Where can we step in and be the best that God's designed us to be
yeah.
with Him? And then that's gonna,
mm-hmm. it's the overflow.
Yes. It's gonna bless our marriages
yeah.
because here's one thing I've learned in almost 27 years of marriage. I can't change my husband.
Yeah.
I can't. Right. And just like He can't change me.
Mm-hmm.
God can change me.
Yeah.
And I can pray that God works in my husband and that to the Lord through that will
for
help
sure.
us. And so please don't hear this if you're someone that's like, we're in the thick of deciding if
yeah.
we're going to stay together. This might be the perfect place for you to mm-hmm. come and get some encouragement. But we're also, I mean, at the same time, we're going to celebrate marriages
yeah.
and what they're meant to be and how we can love our husbands well in this season. But really spending time this weekend looking at how is God mm-hmm. enough for me as a wife?
Yeah.
So I'm not striving and struggling to be enough because
mm-hmm.
He's going to do that for us. And so it is going to be a wide spectrum of wives that are going to come, and it's going to be really fun. And we do have some neat, I mean, we really do have some neat things planned. It's not just come and sit and listen to people talk.
Mm-hmm.
There is going to be interaction. There's some different things we're going to be doing. And so you're not just going to come and sit. We're
going
to.
And the breakout groups are going to be different groups every time.
That's right.
Which is also super exciting
because
mm-hmm. you get to have different conversations and meet different people.
That's right. And that's one of the great things about Sagemont is we do, like you were saying, have a huge generational demographic. And so often we're in our pockets and we don't get to meet the lady that's been married for 60 years. You're going to get to do that this weekend. You know, same thing. Or if you're someone's been married for 50 years, to be encouraged by somebody who's been married for 3 weeks. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's going to be a little bit more intimate setting. So you're going to get to know some different people, which is so fun that we get to, the Lord gets to use that and we get to be encouraged by one another for that. It's going to be really great. I think it's going to be super fun.
Yes.
We want y'all to come. One thing I will tell you is if you're still trying to decide, like, I'm not sure if I should. One, pray. Right? Pray for about it. Ask the Lord, is this something you're supposed to do? But if you have questions or just things that you would love to chat about before you register, reach out to me. Reach out to Madison. Mm-hmm. Madison would love to talk to you. We want to help you have clarity in whether this is supposed to be what you're supposed to do. One thing I will remind you is we can do things afraid. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like it won't, like, if you're waiting until when you feel like, oh, I'm not nervous about this, you probably won't ever, I would never do
that
anything.
That is, like, one of the best advice I got from Carlin Witucki, life mentor, basically.
Yeah.
But she was like, sometimes you have to do things in fear.
Yes.
Like, not because, like, oh, you're doing it, oh, in fear, but it's like, if you're fearful, sometimes you still have to do it because the Lord is like, I need you to be obedient.
Absolutely. So. I mean, I think of most things in my life, I probably wouldn't be married. I probably wouldn't have children. I mean, it's all those things that you're like, oh my gosh, there is fear associated with big steps.
Oh, for sure.
And it's trusting the Lord with that. And listen, I'm not equating a retreat to your marriage or kids, but sometimes we let that stop us.
Going on a retreat, especially if you don't know many people, it's scary.
Yes.
Like, I mean, I'm an extrovert. For me, I'm like, this is great. I get to know people, but it's like, I know that that's
not
everyone. Yeah. Like, they're some people are going to go alone. And if you're going alone, like, grab me, or, you know, there's going to be people who are going to be so welcoming. But, like, you don't have to come in going like, oh, I'm not going to be able to sit with anyone. Like, no, like, there is a place for you, and we'll make sure that happens.
Absolutely.
And that you're not alone.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be great. And one of the things I love about the retreat is before you leave, we're going to have a next step.
Yeah.
Time of really going, okay, I came to this retreat, I did a thing, now what? Mm-hmm. And so some things where we put in place and really ask y'all to go, okay, what are you going to do next? Are you going to come to church the next day? Yeah. Are you going to join a Bible study? Are you going to go have coffee with somebody? Like, continuing to build those relationships outside of just that weekend.
Yeah.
And so if you're someone that's like, I just need a friend, I need somebody that'll talk to me and hang out with me and spend time with me and encourage me in my marriage, this might be the place where you meet that person. And so it's going to be really good. I think we right now already have about 50 ladies signed up. So it's not going to be huge. Mm-hmm. So it is going to be a little bit more intimate, but it's still going to be filled with lots of laughter and prayer and all the fun things. So go online, go to events, scroll down, look for the Enough mini retreats, and you can register there. And like I said, if you have questions, you can reach out to me. Or if you see Madison, I know she'd love to chat with you as well. So thanks for coming up today and helping plan the retreat and do all the things.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be really good. Listen, if you're coming to the retreat, please be praying for it. If you're not able to come for whatever reason, please be praying for it, that God will really move in the time throughout all the ladies that take time to be there. So thanks for hanging out today, and we will see you next time on Table Talk.